raised me tough, never enough. She told me every day, thank God, don't you know? You're only so lucky to be living the life you live. I did the best that I could. I told her I love her, then I left, and I'm never gonna struggle. Maybe fall for another, gonna live a little, gonna work with these own bare hands and fight like a real man. Ooh, ooh, make a million bucks, wanna make my million. Yeah, yeah. My fear is a crutch, a little hell that I live in. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is 101.9 CITR at UBC. My name is Reese Markowski, and I'm here training right now. So I hope you enjoyed that track. That was The Gargoyle from Birch to You off the album Whisper in the Trees. I'm here with Lucy, who's also in training with me. How's it going, Lucy?
Hi there, Reese. Hi there. My name's Lucy, and I'll be playing some tracks for you later. So I'll see you guys again later. Thanks so much.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot, Lucy. All right. Well, what I'm going to do now is play another track, and hope you enjoy it. Let's go to the next track, and we'll join you again in a few minutes. Thank you very much.
No, I hate to hate. In this company of mine, I will follow my heart and I'll follow it to the dark. The grass is cold and moist. The dirt is deep and dense. The soil that shrouds the secrets may retain the repose than the regret. This family of mine, I'm in the meadow alone, and I'll meadow alone. And there's nobody here, just the grass, the dirt. Deal with the devil when I thought I prayed to God. And I'll follow my heart and I'll follow it through and through. And I won't ask for no help, I'd rather die on my own to be. You know, I would love to love. You know, I would hate to hate.
All right. Okay, that was From Birch to You with Whispers in the Trees. I apologize, I got the track mixed up earlier. Before that, I had Nan Chubb from Cascadia. And the track was Perfect Toque Weather. Yes, very appropriate for Canada. Okay, coming up right now, I have from Smear Camp a track called Betty White versus Bud Aldrin. Is this a, this could be a rap, what do you call those? Lucy. What are those called? Rap showdowns?
Yeah,
showdown. Okay, so anyway, we'll see if it's... A battle, that's what it is. I've watched some of those on YouTube. They're quite very creative. So anyway, so one word of warning, however, I haven't previewed this track specifically, so there may be some profanity in it. So in case you're sensitive to that, you may want to just turn down this next track. We'll be right back after this with Lucy, who's going to play you some tunes. Here we go with Smear Camp. Smear Camp.
Thank you.
Yo, yo. I smoke a blunt to ashes, get stapled to a mattress. Maybe get some nappage where dreams are tripped like acid. Burning bowls of soup, and it's cabbage. Neighbors never knew about my lung damage. I'm savoring it too, cause I'm childish. Brain gets consumed. Dumb silence, mayhem confused until the sun rises. Considering the limitless opinions that apply, I try to read between the lines, but I'm too high, mom. It all just turns to fuzz, so maybe I'm dumb. Maybe I should have paid more attention when I signed up, or just give the middle finger and a mind. Express this dark emotion, intimate reveal to all, this song's corrosion. I refuse to close this rhyme book and leave them hopeless. Running through my bloodstream, sound of ocean. The cams posted in the lab, late like a potion. Twilight in the forest, yes, we brew the doses of the medicine that we each choose to go with. The ink smeared on the page, we see the free postage.
Hi there, everyone. This is Lucy, and I'll be bringing you some tunes now. The next song I'm going to be playing for you is The Sticks by Mother Mother, and this is one of my favorite local bands. I've seen them play about like 3 or 4 shows, and this CD has gotten a lot of bad press lately because Mother Mother has been told that they're changing their ways and yada, yada, yada. So I'll let you guys see for yourselves after this message here.
Abroad Fair is proud to support CITR's fund drive from February 26th to March 8th. The fair is a great opportunity for anyone considering studying, volunteering, working, or traveling abroad. Exhibitors will include universities from around the world and student travel organizations. The Study and Go Abroad Fair happens Tuesday, March 5th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the East Ballroom of the Vancouver Convention Center. All visitors will also be entered in a grand draw with prizes including a trip on Air Canada, a volunteer trip in Nicaragua or Nepal, and an iPad. CITR will also be doing a live broadcast from the fair with interviews, demos, and more. For more information, go to studyandgoabroad.com.
Thank you. thinking of an island, maybe.
Scream becomes a yawn. I'll shut up and carry on. Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi there, everyone. Lucy back here. So the song I just played for you there was kind of a mix, accidentally. Breathing Underwater and Dreams So Real by Metric. Thanks so much. And it's been great seeing you guys here. And the last song I'm going to be playing for you guys is Escape Artist. Here's Reese with Just One Last Goodbye.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you very much for joining us during our training session. Coming up at 3:30 was Radio Free Thinker, hosted by Dawn and Ethan. Thanks a lot. Thanks again.
My alter ego, he's an escape artist. He's only truly happy when he's under arrest. Oh, how he handsome, scheduled to hang to death. He's only truly happy at the precipice. He's like a mirror, he sticks into our ears. A stethoscope to the chest of the vacant years. I can't escape the chair, I'm in the rise of fear. That is miles away. I'm feeling hard and hollow like paper mache. My alter ego, he's in the jailer's cage. He sits and waits for the devil to abet his escape. I'm sorry, pastor, I can't be pasteurized. All the Bibles in the world for a metal file. At every clock strike, he hears the jailer's keys. And the doubt starts to sprout till he's his mother's call to feel a hand, find a grip at the top of the wall. And I wanna feel it, I wanna feel the fire, all the leftover sun on the roof and tiles. I wanna feel it,
It's the non-secular liberal edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, the first apocalypse of 2013, the Pope quits. Cancer charity wins with McCarthy loss, CETA in Uganda, and Christy Clark and the state of BC secularism. Let's begin episode 199.
It's time for Radio Free Thinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. The place where reason and reality cross swords with politics, religion, economics, and of course, science. Now let's get ready to be skeptical.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of star stuff. We are aware of the cosmos to know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others. We have traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
Hello and welcome to Radio Free Thinker, the radio show podcast that promotes skepticism and critical thinking, right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Ethan, your free-thinking historian.
And my name is, Oh, you know, it's been one of those days. Okay, I'm Don, your political science philosopher. Ethan, it's the end of the world.
I mean,
there are so many ways I can go with this today, but I'm going to go with the first one, which is nukes, nuclear, bombs. North Korea, they launched another, they blew up another bomb. What the fuck is going on with them?
Those North Koreans.
You know, this goes into my long-held theory that the best way to spur an evil empire is to try and ignore it. So, they, you know, they've had sanctions, they've tried to politically isolate North Korea and all that sort of stuff. And what has it done? It's sped up its development of nuclear weapons. For some reason, they feel as if they're being attacked or threatened for some reason. I don't know where they get that from. Maybe it's the thousands of American soldiers on their borders. It's a weird thing.
Well, you know, they are very panicky people.
It's the whole war thing. So that's one possible apocalypse of 2013. Another one, and as I say, we're only like, what, a little less than a month into the new year, and I think we've already have our first apocalyptic event. This Friday, an asteroid with the menacing-sounding name of 2012 DA14 will be flying so close to the Earth that it will fly between the Earth and our geosynchronous satellites. It's expected to come within 24,000 kilometers of Earth, which, relatively speaking, is like right next door. It's really, really close. Now, the asteroid's not going to hit the Earth, so don't worry about that. And even if it did hit the Earth,